This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yesterday on the program, we caught up with Paula Orbea, the Sydney mum who started the online petition to Wicked Campers. Now, Paula, you had a great win yesterday.
Yes, astounding. It was it has been overwhelming and an absolute, just humbled, actually.
Did you know that it was going to go to the Senate?
No, I didn't, but I actually did see that there was an article saying that it was going to the Senate yesterday afternoon, and I was just gobsmacked. And then the fact that the motion was passed was just incredible.
It's especially fantastic given that the Senate hasn't been able to agree about anything lately.
and the fact that Wicked Campers hasn't, been listening to the Advertising Standards Board, and they issued an apology and a commitment to change. And so that all happened about 4 days after I started the campaign.
Did you receive an apology personally from Wicked Campers?
Yes, I did.
What did they say?
I had to reread the first sentence over because it said, we'd just like to compliment you on your poise and intelligence and passion in your campaign against us. And I read that first sentence and I thought, what? I didn't quite, but they were very complimentary actually, and then were issuing a press release on how they were going to comply with what I asked.
So how do you feel about that?
I'm actually in a bit of a daze, to be honest. Just feel like it's surreal, like it's something, because I'm back at school and I'm teaching, and so it feels like life is normal, and on the other hand, this amazing victory has happened. I just don't know if anything like that's happened before with such a strong response from people, and that action has happened on so many levels just from one petition.
It's really quite encouraging for people, I think, that if you see something that might seem like in some ways a small wrong, but that it can be righted and that people can make a difference. Do you think others will draw encouragement from this?
I hope so. Actually, the blog on my blog as the petition was going really set through a sort of a drive in people coming to me and saying, oh, I've written to such and such a person, I've written to this person, I've all good. Some of them were saying, I'll just get spray cans and go for it. I wasn't condoning that sort of behaviour, but it was really encouraging to see how many people were trying to think of all the different avenues that they could use to try and make their statement heard, really, because that's the thing. I think people were just kind of tired of certain people kind of being able to have that liberty to do as they please. And look, I'm not taking away freedom of speech at all, because I've been afforded that luxury as well by being able to do a petition. But there's got to be a line, and I think it really resonated with people that A, it got crossed, and B, it affected an 11-year-old girl, my daughter. So,
Well, congratulations. Well done.
And the other thing I just wanted to say is that these things are, that's why I named the post From Little Things, Big Things Grow. I think these sort of attitudes, can get bigger, and they may seem small, and I've had some attacks and some threats and things like that, but on the whole, it's been very small compared to the overwhelming support.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for taking some time to have a chat, Paula.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. All right, thanks very much.